This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden just unveiled a new plan to expand mental health services and benefits for Americans.
None of the existing law and facts reveal that mental health care is not being treated on par with physical health care. They'd be required by law to fix it. Fix it, fix it, fix it.
Under new rules, federal health care providers would be required to make changes if plans don't provide adequate access to services. Those changes are expected to kick in this fall. A doctor who sexually abused hundreds of patients just got some serious jail time in New York. CBS's Matt Piper reports.
Gynecologist Robert Haddon has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. The 64-year-old abused patients during exams from the 1980s through 2012 at prominent New York hospitals, including Columbia University. Prosecutors said as many as 245 women said Haddon sexually abused them with gloveless fingers and sometimes orally.
Nearly 200 million Americans are now feeling the intense heat as it spreads further north and into the Midwest. Weather Channel meteorologist Jim Cantore is tracking conditions.
We are talking about temperatures that'll be near 100. They will feel like they're over 100 degrees when you factor in the humidity here. And we're talking about places like St. Louis, Kansas City, down into Jackson, Mississippi, Atlanta, Georgia, getting up into the mid-90s as we work our way into tomorrow.
Phoenix is now in its 26th day of temps over 110, and it is so hot there. Doctors say they're treating more serious burns. People are falling on asphalt. They can be as hot as 180 degrees. COVID's making a comeback. Here's reporter Alexander Tin.
New figures published by the CDC now record a 10% increase in COVID hospitalizations around the country. That's the largest percent increase in weekly COVID hospitalizations recorded since December 2022.
Last year, a summer surge overwhelmed hospitals. A verdict's now been reached over extremist attacks in Brussels. Moira Alderson's with the BBC.
A court in Belgium has convicted 8 men of murder and attempted murder for their role in Islamist bombings in Brussels in 2016. 32 people were killed and more than 300 were injured.
Among those convicted was Salah Abdeslam, who's already serving a life sentence for attacks in Paris in 2015. UPS workers reached a big union deal today. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
A walkout of workers would have had national economic implications. UPS delivers roughly 24 million packages every single day. The company described the agreement as a, quote, win-win. The union says, quote, the agreement puts more money in our members' pockets.
The biggest wins, more pay for part-time workers and AC in delivery trucks. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The IRS.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. For the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 fails to advance to the full council. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million to the city's budget for road repairs, or about one quarter of that budget. After last night's hearing on the topic, which drew dozens of people for public comment, most of them largely opposed to the new fee, the council is expected to take action on the measure at tonight's meeting. A Water Street business owner is sentenced for selling drugs and being a felon in possession of a gun. Dwayne Perkins, the owner of Dropkicks, was sentenced to 7 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. Perkins told investigators he sold fentanyl to support his own drug habits. A heat wave is on the way. Temperatures today could touch 90 here across the Chippewa Valley.
From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The knee doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to the Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Almost Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Almost Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Warning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dama. Taco Tuesday edition. Welcome to Tuesday.
Thank you, Crudy. Good to be with you. Casper working hard on the board. Our fair audience. Happy Taco Tuesday. You can say that now without fear of getting sued.
Thank you, Taco John. Dominic, we got a fine guest joining us later in this big show. My congressman, our friend, Mark Pocan. And he was going off. He was on a rampage yesterday on the House floor calling out the bigotry of the GOP.
Oh, that'll take a long time.
Well, specific bigotry through, I'll let Mark explain it. The happier.
All right.
He's going to join us around 5:20 Central Time, 2-day calling in from DC, fresh off an airplane, joining us. So we'll have Mark at 5:20 and we will have the sound. And let me just tell you, my congressman got a little salty.
Yeah.
Now, Casper is producing us today. Casper had to clean up the sound. Some not permissible under FCC standards.
Wow. But apparently what goes on the House floor, that's totally okay.
Well, we're not C-SPAN, man. We got to clean her up for broadcast. We knew it was coming, so we got to clean it up. We will keep it clean with Congressman Mark Pocan. 5:20, but that sound, top of the 5 o'clock happy hour. But, Dom, what makes me happiest to know how right I've been the whole time about the failing campaign, the floundering campaign of Ron DeSantis, and how closely he resembles the failed candidate that was Scott Walker, Wisconsin's former governor. And Dom, I've been making this prediction. DeSantis is barely going to last this summer. He's going to wash out in a very Walker-like fashion. And, you know, let's call it the third week of September. Or sooner. But I'm not the only one that feels that way. John Nichols, our buddy, opinion editor, Cap Times locally, and at The Nation. Let's not forget, John's a big shot national reporter as well. Well, it's got a little article here. Ron DeSantis is the Scott Walker of 2024.
He's been listening to the show, man.
Clearly, John. Let me give you some of your best stuff. You can steal it back. 2 months into the presidential bid that is long on ambition and short on appeal, Ron DeSantis is in trouble. Oh, that sounds very familiar.
Ruh-roh.
The 44-year-old governor from Florida, who was once pitched as the political giant killer who had the right stuff to displace former President Donald Trump and secure the Republican Party's 2024 nomination, is shedding staff, declining in the polls, and making billionaire donors nervous about writing more checks. Here is a headline. DeSantis can't shake Trump's long shadow, warns U.S. News and World Report. There is no Ron DeSantis 2.0, asserts Politico in a dismal assessment of the prospects for a campaign reset. An Atlantic article details the humiliation of Ron DeSantis.
Yeah. Shame.
I think I'd like that one best. At least as a, you know, a clickbait, as a attention-grabbing headline.
Certainly, certainly.
It all sounds familiar to those of us who chronicled the rise and fall of another Republican, air quotes, star. Yeah. He's a star, bright, shiny star, Dom.
Bright, shiny star.
Who imagined that a reputation as a liberal bashing governor and a slurry of social conservative dogma could translate into a Republican presidential nomination.
If I can take on 100,000 protesters in Madison, I can do the same with ISIS, Walker once claimed.
Spoiler alert, it didn't work out so well. A little bit more here, Dom, and then I'll let you take over. 8 years ago this summer, Scotty Walker was the hottest commodity in GOP politics.
I mean, just think about that for just a moment. You know, I mean, no matter how up you are or down you are, just remember, everything changes. 8 years ago this summer, Scott Walker was the hottest commodity in GOP politics. Keep your head up, kids.
A little bit more. The recently reelected gubernator of Wisconsin had joined the 2016 presidential field with a splashy announcement that drew the National Press Corps to the Waukesha County Expo Center, along with Maria Butina, but that's a different conversation. In the middle of what was a reliably red Republican county, Walker went live that night with Sean Hannity on Fox News, attacking lame ideas from the left. Oh, we're the lame ones. The next morning, images of the 47-year-old career politician plunging into a crowd of seemingly enthusiastic supporters were splashed across the front pages of the nation's newspapers. The New York Times reported that Walker would cast himself as a cultural conservative who would defend the unborn, the Americans who oppose same-sex marriage on religious grounds, and more broadly, the conservative and traditional citizens who feel under attack from what they consider coastal elites. Is that the problem? The coastal elites, Dan?
The coastal elites. What about those Madison elites, Curdy? John Nichols goes on to write, Republican operatives assured reporters the Wisconsinite had what it took to grab the GOP nod and take back the White House from President Barack Obama's Democrats. Walker announced South Carolina Republican Party Chair Matt Moore had rocketed to the top tier of candidates. A Reuters analysis noted that a resume that appeals to conservatives had placed him among the top contenders for his party's nomination in poll after poll.
These were all early 2015 polls, you know, before it really mattered.
Right. Well, that's the whole point here, isn't it, John? In Iowa, he led surveys of likely Republican participants in the state's first in the nation caucuses. In New Hampshire, the first primary state, headlines reported Walker was surging, Crudy. But within days of its formal launch, there were signs that Walker's campaign was unraveling. There were money problems, staffing problems, messaging problems, and Donald Trump problems, which surfaced when the political newcomer shredded Walker in the debates. By September, just 2 months after he started running, Walker's poll numbers had tanked to roughly zero. What was it, Crudy? 0.0. He quit the race with a feeble call for Republicans to unite against Trump. And then, when political reality finally dawned upon him, repositioned himself as a Trump enthusiast.
Oh, what an opportunist that Wankernator was.
Defeated for re-election in 2018, Walker is now in the business of giving vapid advice and to losing political candidates. He even has a tip for DeSantis. Here's what he said for DeSantis. Quote, light a fire with primary and caucus voters with some really bold ideas. Walker doesn't have an actual plan for DeSantis, just a word salad of political happy talk. The failed governor-turned-presidential candidate of 2015 says the failed governor-turned-presidential candidate of 2023 needs to be lean, and at the same time, he needs to go bold. I know this firsthand. Yeah, be lean, go bold. I know this firsthand.
I know how to run a failing campaign like nobody else. He was the first one out of the pool, wasn't he, Dom?
And John Nichols at the Cap Times concludes, in fact, the only thing Walker knows firsthand is how to lose the Republican presidential nomination. something DeSantis will learn soon enough. Ain't that the truth? And on this same topic, Crudy, NBC, I believe I saw, where is it here? NBC reporting today, Ron DeSantis' campaign has fired more than 40% of its original staff, a house cleaning that comes after concerns about how fast it spent money during its first 6 weeks. That's the same thing with Walker, man. Like Walker was walking into the diner down the street and set up a stage and lights and speakers, man. I mean, everyone sees the mark coming. You got a pocket full of money. There's going to be a lot of folks around to try to take it. NBC goes on. All told, 38 staffers have been let go from the campaign since its May 24th launch. I mean, call me crazy, but it seems like it's going in the wrong direction, Crudy.
Would you call that a trajectory, Dom?
It's a bad trend line. That includes a dozen last week and at least 26 more Tuesday afternoon. The latest round was first reported by Politico. Here is a quote from Jenera Peck, DeSantis' campaign manager. Following a top-to-bottom review of our organization, we have taken additional aggressive steps to streamline operations and put Ron DeSantis in the strongest position to win this primary and defeat Joe Biden. Governor DeSantis is going to lead the great American comeback. Those are caps. Great American comeback. And we are ready to hit the ground running as we head into an important month of the campaign. Yeah, we're repositioning ourselves from a position of power after we just fired, a dozen, another 26 today. Yeah, good luck with that messaging.
They're going lean, Dom. You know who else was lean? Scott Walker, when he ran track in high school. He ran lean, didn't he, Dom?
He ran lean. That's very lean.
You know,
if you're making money, if you're progressing, if you are, connecting with the voters, should you be adding staff? You know what I mean? Should you be adding staff and getting more money? Of course, the guy has the person. I mean, I don't know whose personality is worse. I mean, honestly, I think Scott Walker literally has a better persona, a better personality.
Come on.
DeSantis and the whole head Bobby thing, man. The guy is just seems so out of touch.
Saw a bloated deer on the side of the road today that had more personality than Scott Walker. I got to tell you.
Come on. So you think Ron DeSantis? Here's a question. All right. Who has more personality, Ron DeSantis or Scott Walker?
Or a ham sandwich
or so bad. A
cup of pudding you eat with three fingers, Dom.
That's what you win.
You know, Urban Milwaukee, Stephen Walters, interesting piece. Trump, a tough issue for the state GOP. Here's the problem. Donald Trump is not only the front runner, he's running away with it. And this state has a history of picking, bad GOP candidates.
Many.
Scott Walker state before it was a Marco Rubio state, before it was a Ted Cruz state, before it became a Trump state. Ted Cruz won the state of Wisconsin by double digits in the primary. And then they all had to hold their nose and come home for the Craven Cheeto Messiah. Some more than others. Some have completely embraced. Some will never change, Dom. They are Trump ride or die. And the problem is, Ron DeSantis is at 13%. And the Republican Party has got a little problem because, they're looking for an alternative to Trump, but they're all weak and Scott Walker-ish-like. No one finds that appealing. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. You all find us appealing. I feel quite confident. Your phone calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media. 608-819-8255.
At Simply Safe, your safety is the only thing that matters. Introducing 24/7 LifeGuard Protection, only from Simply Safe Home Security. Now, monitoring agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. Advanced home security, 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. There's no safe
like Simply Safe.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with thunderstorms developing late and lows in the upper 60s. Storms linger Wednesday morning, then sunny, hot, low 90s for the afternoon. Sunny and hot Thursday, high mid-90s, maybe some storms late. Currently 89 degrees.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You're always welcome to join us here on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Some people are using the new text feature on the shiny new Civic Media app, Dom. Here are a few of the early texts from the show. Only David and Goliath comparison that sticks to Meatball Ron DeSantis is the fact that he's a little fella. Goliath gonna whoop that ass this time. I concur. Texter from the 608. Here's another one. WMDX texting in from the 608. Who the hell keeps putting a mic in front of Wanker? That turd's been flushed.
It keeps coming back around. It's like a bad penny.
Here's one from the 414. A ham and cheese sandwich on every plate. A chicken in every pot, right?
Yeah, it was very Roosevelt.
40 acres and a Wanker. So Scott Walker did not exactly go over, you know, well, he went over like a lead balloon kind of, Dom, but
yeah, but he came out of the gates hard, man. I mean, right. He came out on fire. He came
didn't make
up
it to the Iowa podium. Caucuses.
He came out from behind the podium in Iowa at the Freedom Summit with Steve King, right? Took his suit coat off, man, rolled up his sleeves, played a little, what? Ship it up to Boston.
And then
wowed
he,
the crowd.
Well, wowed them with fiction of his perceived, you know, courage standing up to the crowds and, you know, the cops in La Crosse, they saved him. The riotous protesters, you know, probably would have said mean things to him or something, or killed him, or said mean things, maybe. But Dom, of course, Scott Walker left the race 71 days in. Really, really? 71 days, Scott? That's all you had in you, fella?
You know what I mean?
But, of course, Dom, you know, now we've got a different political cycle, a similar political dynamic in that Ron DeSantis may be the second coming of Scotty Wanker. And, of course, we got Donald Trump. He's the perceived front runner, right? In Wisconsin, Wisconsin likes to be sort of counterintuitive. They don't like the front runner. So anyways, here is what's being said over at the online daily, urbanmilwaukee.com. 1 month before the first Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee, State Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming is advising members of his party who have a favored candidate to also have a plan B. Good idea to have a plan B. Here's what Schimming says. We know Schimming. Look, if Donald Trump's your favorite person, put up a sign, fly that freak flag. Crudy's term, but have a second choice. If Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, or Tim Scott, or whoever is your person, fly that flag, put up a sign, but be willing also to vote for Donald Trump because the country is at stake. Now, here's the question the author writes. Will Trump be the party's nominee for president? Now, here's what the Wankinator said. We quoted him recently, Dom. I don't think we know yet. He'll always probably have, what, 30, 40% of the base of people that are pretty loyal to him. Well, that was Schimming. My bad. Now, Schimming worked for the Wanker, but Schimming, who was elected party chairman in December, noted that history hasn't always been kind to the early leaders in the presidential campaign. Look at my former boss.
Right.
When you look at past elections statistically, the leaders at this time are often not the nominee. Now, Dom, the Republican National Committee has scheduled the first presidential debate for August 23rd in Milwaukee. Do you come to Milwaukee often? Which will also host the party's nominating convention July 15th to 18th of 2024. In Marquette University Law School's poll conducted June 8th to 13th. Well, in that poll, Dom, although that's a relatively small poll, like 419 Republicans, at that time, 31% said Trump should be the party's nominee. Ron DeSantis had 30. That's as good as he's going to get anywhere at any time ever, Dom. And Mike Pence, again, they'd rather hang him than vote for him at 6%. U.S. Senator Tim Scott at 5%. And the poll had a margin of error of 6.5. So theoretically, Pence could be at negative half a percent.
Theoretically. Crony, but Trump, who announced his third White House bid in November and who has been charged with crimes by prosecutors in Florida and New York, has said he will not join the August 23rd debate in Milwaukee. In a CNN interview, Walker said the nomination is Trump's to lose and it would be a mistake for him not to join the Milwaukee debate. Here's a quote from Walker. The more he's out there directly engaged with the other candidates, the better it is for him, Walker said of Trump. Walker was on a 2015 debate stage with Trump and other candidates during the governor's 9-week campaign for president. That governor keeps keeping track.
The key word in that sentence, weak.
This guy dominates the stage. He's a prize fighter, Walker said of Trump. Prize fighters belong in the ring defending their title. Wisconsin Democrats have continued to focus on Trump's lead in national and state polls to raise money. The mega plan to steal the 2024 election goes straight through Wisconsin, says a Democratic Party website, which also knows Trump can't stop talking about Wisconsin. That's not a coincidence. He can't retake the White House if he doesn't win Wisconsin. But Schimming cited a national poll that found about 40% of Democrats, those who lean Democratic and independent, don't want Biden to run again. That's why Democrats use Trump as a boogeyman, Schimming said. Yeah, that's why. I would rather have my issue, all sorts of potential candidates, than their issue of only 4 in 10 people think Biden ought to run for re-election. That's an enthusiasm problem. On my side, there is one thing I do not have, an enthusiasm problem.
Dominic, I've got a...
They were very enthusiastic when they sacked the Capitol, Schimming.
Dominic, I've got a statement from one of the texters in here, the shiny new Civic Media app. Biggest difference between Scott K. Walker and Rotten Ron is that Casey DeSantis is much better looking than Tonette Walker. Donald J. Trump might take her furniture shopping. And here's another one. Look, boys, the cult of Trump doesn't care about anything but their dear leader. We can only hope, if you're Crudy, pray that independent voters and reasonable Republicans will vote for Uncle Joe. So saith Jeff from Sherwood. He's kind of snarky lately, that Jeff. Friend of yours?
How's the show? Great show. Greatest show ever, Jeff.
You know, I heard him call somebody else's show recently.
What cheating?
I don't often call radio products, but when I do, it's not the Devil's Advocates, apparently, at 844-967-2789.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's pushing insurance companies to increase their coverage of mental health treatments.
Our plans would require health insurance plans to identify the gaps and the mental health care that they provide.
New rules won't be finalized for a few months. The extreme heat spreading along the East Coast. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
In the center of the nation, heat advisories start from eastern portions of Montana, from Pierce, South Dakota, down through Nebraska and into Oklahoma and the northern portions of Texas.
SAG strikes are growing across the country, including Times Square, where Bryan Cranston took aim at Disney's Bob Iger, who said actors' demands are not realistic.
We will not allow you to take away our dignity.
This was one of the biggest star-studded rallies in New York so far. The union's been fighting for weeks for higher pay and benefits, including residuals from studios and streamers. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. For the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 fails to advance to the full council. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million to the city's budget for road repairs, or about one quarter of that budget. After last night's hearing on the topic, which drew dozens of people for public comment, most of them largely opposed to the new fee, the council is expected to take action on the measure at tonight's meeting. A Water Street business owner is sentenced for selling drugs and being a felon in possession of a gun. Dwayne Perkins, the owner of Dropkicks, was sentenced to 7 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. Perkins told investigators he sold fentanyl to support his own drug habits. A heat wave is on the way. Temperatures today could touch 90 here across the Chippewa Valley.
From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
Edition. Still early in the week. We're working on it. Dominic, I want to come back here. I want to talk about the dominating blueness of Dane County, Wisconsin, where I live. And I realize so many of the listeners are outside of Dane County. I just went and I looked on the map. Where are people listening from today, Dom?
Where are they listening from today?
Shout out Augusta, Wisconsin. I had not heard of Augusta, Wisconsin. Got three listeners in Augusta, or someone's got us on in every room. In Wauwega, we got people listening there. We got people listening in Waupaca right now. I guess that's something.
Chain of Lakes, baby. Shout out to the Chain of Lakes, man.
But here's what I would say, Dom. Dane County, bluest college town in America.
Woo.
This is a really big deal. How college towns are decimating the GOP. I just say, you're welcome, America. Maddie Alexander and Charlie Matteson over at the Politico. I always love an article. Dateline, Madison, Wisconsin. When you start with my hometown, you probably are going to get me to read it. Dominic, spring elections in Wisconsin are typically low turnout affairs. But in April, with the nation watching the state's bitterly contested Supreme Court race, voters turned out in record-breaking numbers. Now, did we mention Janet Protasiewicz will be impaneled on the Wisconsin Supreme Court a week from today, Dom? Next Tuesday, August 1st. 1 week. It's been a long time coming. The
yes, it has.
Court will effectively flip for the first time in a decade or more. Dom, no place was more energized than Dane County, the state's second most populous county after Milwaukee. It's long been a progressive stronghold. Thanks to the double influence of Madison, the state capital, the University of Wisconsin. But this was something else. Turnout in Dane was higher than anywhere else in the state. And the Democratic margin of victory that delivered control of the nonpartisan court to liberals was even more lopsided than usual and bigger than any of the state's other 71 counties.
Whew.
Once again, you're welcome, Wisconsin. The margin was so big that it changed the state's electoral formula. Under the state's traditional political math, Milwaukee and Dane, Wisconsin's two Democratic strongholds, are counterbalanced by the populous Republican suburbs surrounding Milwaukee. The rest of the state typically delivers the decisive margin in statewide races. The Supreme Court results blew up that model. Dane County alone is now so dominant that it overwhelmed the Milwaukee suburbs, which had begun trending leftward anyways. In effect, Dane has become a Republican-killing Death Star. There's that term again, Dom. There's that term again. A Death Star. We have effectively built a talk radio Death Star right here. The home base of civic media. Dom, WMDX, obviously. We were WTTN for a long time. And before that, there was Heartless Radio's version, right? But I would point out, 18 of the last 19 years, this lefty talk format has been on the air in Madison, Wisconsin. 20 years ago when Air America launched, 19, if you look at the progress of Democratic votes here in my hometown, in Madison, in Dane County, we now have more Democratic voters than there were voters 20 years ago. I'm just saying, devil's advocates, we're working on 12 years, Tom. We didn't move the entire electorate, but I'm taking credit for that smidgen on the margins, Dom. You got this?
Yeah, Crudy, I got this. This is a really big deal, said Mark Grawl, a Republican strategist who ran George W. Bush's 2004 reelection campaign in Wisconsin. What Democrats are doing in Dane County is truly making it impossible for Republicans to win a statewide race. In isolation, it's a worrisome development for Republicans. Unfortunately, for the larger GOP, it's not happening in isolation. In state after state, fast-growing, traditionally liberal college counties like Dane are flexing their muscles, generating higher turnout and even greater Democratic margins. They've already played a pivotal role in turning several red states blue, and they could play an equally decisive role in swing states next year. One of those states is Michigan. My home state, Crudy. 20 years ago, the University of Michigan's Washtenaw County gave Democrat Al Gore what seemed to be a massive victory. A 60-36% win over Republican George W. Bush, marked by a margin of victory roughly 34,000 votes. Yet that was peanuts compared to what happened in 2020. Biden won that county by close to 50 percentage points with a winning margin of about 101,000 votes. If Washtenaw had produced the same vote margin 4 years earlier, Hillary Clinton would have won Michigan, a state that played a prominent role in putting Donald Trump in the White House. Name the flagship university: Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Ohio, Texas, Virginia, among others, and the story tends to be the same. If the surrounding county was a reliable source of Democratic votes in the past, it's a landslide county now. There are exceptions to the rule, particularly in states with the most conservative voting habits. But even in reliably red states like South Carolina, Montana, and Texas, you'll find at least one college-oriented county producing even larger Democratic margins. The American Communities Project, which has developed a topology of counties, designates 171 independent cities and counties as college towns. In a combined social science journalism effort based on the Michigan State University School of Journalism, the ACP uses 36 different demographic and economic variables in its analysis, such as population density, employment, bachelor degrees, household income, percent enrolled in college, rate of religious adherence, and racial and ethnic composition. Of those 171 places, 38 have flipped from red to blue since the 2000 presidential election. Just 7 flipped the other way from blue to red, and typically by smaller margins. Democrats grew their percentage point margins of 117 counties, while 54 grew redder. In raw votes, the difference was just as stark. The counties that grew bluer increased their margins by an average of over 16,000, while Republicans increased their margins by an average of just over 4,000. Back in 2000, the places identified as college towns by ACP voted 48% to 47% in favor of Al Gore. In the last presidential election, the 25 million who live in those places voted for Joe Biden 54 to 44. Many populous urban counties are home to large universities don't even make the ACP's college towns list because their economic and demographic profiles differentiate them from more traditional college counties. Among missing are places like the University of Texas, Travis County, where Democratic margin victory grew by 290,000 votes since the year 2000, and the University of Mexico's Bernalillo County, where the margin grew by 73,000 votes. The University of Minnesota's Hennepin County has become bluer by 245,000 votes. North Carolina offers a revealing snapshot of a state whose college towns have altered its electoral landscape. 5 of the state's 9 counties that contain so-called college towns have gone blue since voting for George W. Bush in 2000. Back then, the 9 counties together netted roughly 12,000 votes for Bush, who carried the state by nearly 13%. 20 years later, those numbers have broken dramatically in the opposite direction. Biden netted 222,000 votes from those counties. He still lost the state, but the margin was barely more than 1%. Crudy, there's no single factor driving the college town trend. In some places, it's an influx of left-leaning, highly educated newcomers drawn to growing, cutting-edge industries advanced by university research or the vibrant quality of life. In others, it's rising levels of student engagement on growing campuses. Often, it's a combination of both.
Crudy, in Madison, it's the Devil's Advocates radio show. I feel quite confident.
What's clear is that these places are altering the political calculus across the national map. Combine university counties with heavily Democratic big cities and increasingly blue suburbs, and pretty soon you have a state that's out of the Republican Party's reach.
We're almost there, man. We're almost there. If we keep it up, and I have every intention of keeping it up, Dom, we're to put the state of Wisconsin in the blue column permanently. Permanently. Next year is going to be so much fun around here.
I mean, permanently. Well, what's permanent, man? I mean, you gotta win it every time, every day, every conversation, every vote. I mean, it's a continual process, a self-governance thing. You gotta earn it, man, every time. I'd love to say, hey, yeah, you know, we got the rigged maps like the Republicans. We're gonna get it every time. That's not the case. We want fair maps so we get accurate representation so we can dissuade the crazies from going farther right or even farther left. You know what I mean? We want just, you know, good governance, man. What's wrong with that?
We'll never get that until we win every election. 844-967-2789. Jeff from Shorewood, your name was invoked. Welcome, Jeff. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeff.
It was invoked, and Crudy, I accept your challenge to call in.
Have you ever called us before, Jeff? I've heard you on other programs on the Civic Media lineup, but never on this fine program.
I have never called you boys. I love you boys. You're my favorite show on the station. And you gave me some crap a while back about trolling you, and I
every bit earned
from love. I troll out of love, only out of love.
Okay, then.
And when I suggest.
Go ahead.
You got to be great today. That's out of love. It's all out of love.
That is a standard we meet almost every day, Jeff.
Well, and I was calling in because you were talking about my friend Janet, and I know you've kind of moved off of that and into, you know, potentially
we can talk about
more important
soon to be Justice Protasiewicz. Let's talk about her.
Yes, she is awesome. I've been practicing criminal law in Milwaukee for 23 years, and early on in my career, I had cases against her as a prosecutor. And she was a very reasonable and intelligent prosecutor. And then when she got on the bench here in Milwaukee County, I had numerous cases with her as the judge. She's a fair and reasonable judge. And so I just want to say, and she's a friend of mine. No bias whatsoever,
Jeff.
Let me ask you, Jeff, on the topic, though,
what's your take? I mean, we talk about Dane County and these college towns. I mean, do you see this trend continuing? And what do you give as the reason for these trends, in your opinion?
Well, I really hope so. I really hope so. And the trend I would give is that the younger kids, why do you think that one Yahoo wants to raise the voting age to 25? You know, because the younger people are smart and insightful, and they see through the Trump crap.
Jeff, sorry to interrupt, buddy, but I'll give you another minute here. What part do you believe that the, you know, abortion ban, effectively the 1849 law that I know a judge has said it should not be the valid law, but that's on appeal. So currently abortion is forbidden here in the state of Wisconsin under almost every circumstance. Jeff, I would say that turned the kids out. And here in Dane County and Madison, it was like 10-1 those that supported Protasiewicz over Dan Kelly. I mean, it was an ass kicking of biblical proportions, Jeff.
Oh, I would agree on that 100%. And that, you know, may still remain a solid issue for the Democrats. And you gotta hammer it. The kids for sure.
The kids are all right, Jeff, but we're a little short on time.
Oh, the kids, though. Cleta Mitchell. Let's not forget about Cleta Mitchell. She's a veteran GOP election lawyer. She was giving a presentation to a Republican National Committee donor retreat. Here's what she was complaining about. She wanted, you know, limitations on voting on college campuses. Here's her quote. What are these college campus locations? What is this young people effort that they do? They basically put the polling place next to the student dorm so they just have to roll out of bed, vote, and go back to bed. Yeah, I mean, listen, the Republicans hate it. They hate it if voting is easy, if it's accessible. They don't like that because the more people vote, the more Republicans lose.
Come back with us. You'll never be a loser unless you're a troll. But I'll take it back, Jeff. That wasn't a troll. That was love and adoration.
That's right. Just
that's all we seek from you.
Busting shots, man. That's okay.
And utter loyalty. Come back. More doubles.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy tonight with thunderstorms developing late and lows in the upper 60s. Storms linger Wednesday morning, then sunny, hot, and low 90s for the afternoon. Sunny and hot Thursday, high mid-90s, maybe some storms late. Currently 89 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. You can always join this fine program. Give us a call at 844-967-2789 or just download the Civic Media app and click on the call or text button, and that works too.
Dominic, do you notice that Wisconsin Republicans and apparently the RNC, led by Rona McDaniel, don't call her Romney, they got a new plan. Their plan is to turn out the early votes, and they're starting in Wisconsin. Yeah. And I saw right in their own, like, early voting statement, they plan on harvesting ballots, Dom. That's like part of their plan now. The same thing that Donald Trump said is how the Democrats steal the elections. Well, that's their new plan to what? Win elections here in the state of Wisconsin. It's the fact their team has been put off the early voting, Dom. Now they'll win everything, or so they hope.
Sure.
Do you think it's the secret sauce, the electoral formula?
Well,
you think
I think that's why
Republicans have been losing statewide elections now?
No, but they're probably missing a few around the edges. No question about it. I mean, what an asinine thought to tell your voters not to early vote. Well, because Trump's, it's corrupt. That's how they steal elections. Yada, yada. I mean, all the Trump lies. And of course, that dissuades, if you believe the lies, and many megas do, like the flag I saw the other day, Trump won. I know it. You know it. Yeah, right. Trump lost, but doesn't matter. He was part of that lie and prepping even before the election, dissuading people from early voting. And early voting is great. I mean, we want it easy. We want it accessible. We want everyone to do it. So the more people that do it, the more representative our government but should normally be. But of course, that's a problem if you have terrible ideas, don't respect women, and we still hold on to a little of the institutional racism, or, you know, just generally don't recognize history. That can be problematic if, you know, you're not going to get, you know, 20% doesn't turn into 80%.
Dominic, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, our friend Bill Glauber reporting the Republican National Convention launches the Bank Your Vote campaign. Is that like rock the vote, bank the vote? They figure, you know, Republicans, they're
bank
probably more knowledgeable about the banks than the rocking and the rolling.
Right.
Anyways, here is what's being reported. Republicans are going all in on early vote in Wisconsin for next year's presidential race. Here's a quote from Chairwoman Rona McDaniel. Don't call her Romney. When you have a football game, you don't wait until the fourth quarter to start scoring. That's an interesting analogy. We have to make sure that we're not allowing Democrats to get such a huge start during the early voting period that we have to make it all up on election day, McDaniel said during a telephone conference call. It doesn't make sense for Republicans getting their voters to cast ballots early would mark a sea change, especially. Yeah. Especially after the 2020 presidential, when former President Donald Trump and his supporters questioned the practice. Is that what they did? Including voting by mail. The program aims to, here's what they say, Dom, educate and activate Republicans to vote early. The party is also coupling the campaign with what it calls an election integrity effort. Yeah. The state's Republican congressional delegation is backing the campaign, including Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. McDaniel said, said she has spoken with Trump and said he's been supportive of the initiative. Trump has softened on the subject of early voting in recent months. He softened.
Yeah.
Could he be any softer? You're going to see a more robust push from all the candidates, McDaniel said. And down in March, Trump told the Conservative Political Action Conference, the CPAC, Republicans must compete using every lawful means to win. That means swamping the left with mail-in votes, early votes, and election day votes. We have to do it. State Democrats were withering in their criticism of the effort. You got some withering criticism in you, Dom?
I sure do, Curtis. Here is a quote. Democratic Party Wisconsin Communications Director Joel Osland said this. Wisconsin Republicans spent years and millions of taxpayer dollars casting doubt on the 2020 election and undermining safe and accessible forms of early voting, only to now reverse course in the wake of multiple embarrassing statewide defeats. Yep. Osland called the about-face to embrace early voting a hypocritical and deeply cynical ploy.
Absolutely.
That is doomed to fail thanks to the years of Republican politicians like Donald Trump, Robin Voss, and Brian Schimming have spent lying to their own voters about the 2020 election. No doubt. So-called non-traditional voting exploded in 2020 during the pandemic, with 69% of voters casting ballots either early or by mail, up from about 40% in 2016, according to U.S. Census Bureau estimates. Much of the surge in non-traditional voting was due to an increase in mail-in voting, the Bureau found. According to data from 2022 midterms compiled by the U.S. Election Project, in states where voters could register by party, 33.8% of the early vote was cast by Republicans, while 42.5% was cast by Democrats. During the 2022 midterms in Wisconsin, more than 740,000 voters cast absentee ballots, including 318,000 who voted early in person. In last year's race for a state Supreme Court, more than 450,000 voters cast absentee ballots, including 175,000 who voted in person. In the past, McDaniel said Republicans in Wisconsin banked about 25% of their votes before Election Day. We really need to get that number up if we're going to be competitive with Democrats in a key battleground state.
That's the problem. They're not going to be competitive in this key battleground state.
During a recent state Republican convention, delegates passed a non-binding resolution to return to same-day voting. Brian Schimming, the chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, said the initiative deals with the law that is on the books now. Last week, a national Democratic law firm led by Mark Elias filed suit to challenge restrictions on Wisconsin's drop box ban and absentee ballot rules. In July of 2022, the state Supreme Court, in a 4-3 ruling, banned voters from using drop boxes to return absentee ballots. In September, a Waukesha County judge banned election clerks to fill in missing address information on absentee ballots. The lawsuit filed on behalf of two liberal-leaning organizations and a Dane County man seeks to undo both rules. McDaniel said the RNC will be working with the state Republicans and others to monitor what our response is going to be to the lawsuit. But what I do know is that what he has proposed is bad for Wisconsin. No, it's not. Because now you got all these old Republicans who've been told for years not to, you know, use absentee ballots. Now they're going to have to use them. Now you want this. And some of them are going to forget to put their zip code on. And while I do not agree with who they were going to vote for, I do think that a vote cast should be counted. The intent should be there, even if you're a Republican.
Hey, Jim Triplis, former district court judge here in the state of Wisconsin, Trump attorney, would be more than willing to disenfranchise not only his vote, his wife's vote, but up to 200,000 absentee ballots if necessary to do the right thing, you know, and overturn the will of Wisconsin's voters. Come back, the Happier Happy Hour, the Tuesday edition. We got Mark Pocan, my congressman. He is fired up. We're going to bring you the sound, and then we're going to bring you the man at 520. The Happier Happy Hour, it's going to get happier up in here. My congressman, our friend, Mark Pocan, and perhaps you as well. Hour 2, Devil's Advocates, is next. Another day. One by one.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.